You know, I think we just love them and let them learn sometimes really the hard way, the painful way.
Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, we are back in the saddle again, Scott, and it feels good to be back live and in person. We've been kind of filling in with computer archives. This has all been virtual the last couple of weeks, but I'm super excited to hear about how the wedding went. Now, we talked just briefly. I know that's a distant blur now to you, but yeah, how did it go? Inquiring minds want to know.
It was wonderful. No major hiccups, a couple of little ones, but nothing that's worth worrying about. And, it was everything the happy couple could have wanted, I think. They were delighted by the end of the day, said it was perfect. So that was everything I wanted out of it, pretty much. So, and my wife was happy too, so that's good. But I stood there doing my little toast, and I didn't really prepare anything, so I sounded kind of awkward and not so brilliant.
Bottoms up.
Yeah, but I... But I, as I told them, like I felt like George Bailey at the end of It's a Wonderful Life, just so blessed.
Richest man in town.
Yeah. Cause, I mean, we had so many people help us that just cared about Abby and William and cared about me and Jen and just wanted to help out. And so like literally, I mean, we did this on a shoestring budget and we went out to say goodbye as they were leaving. We did the sparkler thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were out there for a little while, but not that long. We come back in and almost the whole reception's cleaned up.
That's awesome.
It was, we didn't have to lift a finger hardly for that. And then, you know, we have a couple of families that are friends with us that are, you know, big families like yours where they've got like 9 kids and 8 kids and big vans. And like one of them loaded almost all the stuff we had to take because we can't fit this in our house. So we're taking it all over to Jen's photography studio and dumping it there. So one of them loaded up their van with the stuff. The other one followed them with their load of teenage boys, and they emptied it all into Jen's studio. Like Jen gave them the keys. They took it, put it in there. We got over there after them, and it was all put away. It was all in there. I'm like, I don't even know how to suggest we could ever repay all the love that was dumped on us. So that's just a couple of examples. It was the whole day was like that the whole weekend. It was wonderful. And the cicadas stayed away. They're here now, but they're not nearly as bad yet.
No, they're totally disappointing.
Yeah.
I mean, they made it sound like it was going to be whatever the fifth seal of Revelation. And now they're like, we saw 3.
We've got more than that, but it's not as bad as last time or anywhere near what it was when I was a little kid. So
yeah, I haven't seen a single one up here.
Oh, well.
Not one.
Come to my house, you'll see some.
Like how many?
Oh, there's plenty. They're not covering the grass like it was in the past. But
like, are they on your screens and things like that?
Yeah, and they're on they leave their little shells stuck to your car tires and all over the trees and stuff. And our tree in the back has a whole bunch around them, and it's starting to smell as they die. Mm-hmm. It's a nasty smell, but.
I don't know. I was very disappointed.
Well. I'm just glad it's not the plague.
It wasn't at your wedding.
Yeah, and it wasn't at the wedding.
Yes, yes.
It was a beautiful day. Pictures will be coming. There's probably a couple on.
So how did you think? Was it emotionally? Did you think it was what you expected? Was it a surprise to you?
I did really well emotionally. I didn't fall apart. I did have a couple moments where I cheered up a little, but nothing terrible.
But you expected more.
Yeah, I expected to be a puddle.
Yes, and that was and we've talked this before, that was a shocker to me. I mean, did it just feel like this is right?
Exactly.
Isn't that an amazing feeling?
Yeah. It's a really good feeling because it,
right.
You'd really hate for it not to feel right. You know, if she's married to some guy you don't like, or, you know, like, that's really not a good feeling. Yeah. So,
yeah,
I was very happy for them. And
that's awesome.
I could sit here and brag on them all day. So I'll shut me up if I'm going too much, but it was really cool. You know, we were doing toasts and the maid of honor did hers, and then the best man did his, and then Jen and I each got up and took a turn, and then William wanted to say something, and he literally got up and in like one of the most succinct messages ever preached, he basically shared the gospel and thanked everybody at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it was like, this dude is something special. Like, that was impressive.
That's awesome. Anyway. That's awesome. Well, I know lots of guys were praying for you. I was praying for you. I don't even know where I was, but I was praying for you.
Oh, thank you.
And then you had some R&R afterwards. And so do you feel rested and relaxed and, or not?
it was very nice. Thanks to my sister-in-law. She has a place in the mountains in North Carolina. I'd want to go there every weekend if it was like 2 hours away, but after right. 7 hours and then the last hour plus is driving straight up the side of a mountain going really right. slow. Like,
yeah.
I was like, I was a little shot by the time I got there, but it was a wonderful.
And I assume, I like that part too, like the day after or that evening where everybody's gone. And just as a family, you're just kind of talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, oh, did you see them? Or did that was neat when they did this or.
Yes.
And that's kind of fun.
Yeah. And there's a couple of pictures that will be priceless, I'm sure, forever. Mm-hmm. Lots of them. But there's a couple that I've seen already of Abby dancing with her grandfather, who was the one who nearly died when she was born because he was having six-way heart bypass back then. Mm-hmm. And his wife, Jen's stepmom, who's been going through cancer treatments, mm-hmm. was there and danced the night away, too. We got pictures of her dancing and... You know, it's just like, it was so awesome to have them there, and I'm very thankful. They seem to be doing well. They've had a busy time of it, though.
Are they home from their honeymoon? I assume they are.
Yeah, they went on their honeymoon for that week, and then they got home, and then the next weekend they had to go out of town for a wedding in Michigan, and then this weekend they're leaving for another wedding in New York. Abby's like, I'm done with people. Weddings. Don't want to go another wedding. She's an introvert like me. And
right.
She's like, I'm going to a wedding where I'll know no one but my husband. Well, enjoy it. This is what you signed up for, honey.
That's right.
And that's the great thing.
Welcome to the rest of your life.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the great thing for me right now is I'm like, you know what? Not my problem, kid. Go talk to your husband about it.
Right. Well, see ya. Yeah. Well, we were actually in Cincinnati this past weekend, Scott.
You were, and you didn't stop by?
I was not in a good frame of mind. I was not happy.
That often happens in Cincinnati.
I think that's on the sign. No, I mean, we were on our way to North Carolina, you know, and it was not a shining moment for Todd, the family man. We were on our way to Cincinnati. We were not on our way to Cincinnati. We were on our way to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And, you know, we weren't driving the RV. In fact, I just got the RV out yesterday for the first time. And we were just driving, you know, a Suburban with the trailer behind it. But I'm pretty focused, you know, when we were leaving. So, you know, we left at 7:30. I had planned to, we went down to Debbie's parents in Indianapolis. We left 7:30 to go to Winston-Salem. We were going to get there in time to unload our stuff. And, you know, I'm checking the maps. I'm checking our times. I'm thinking, I think of the parking and how I want to get there early because I know the parking's limited and, you know, I don't want to have to do this twice. And so we're on our way down 70 over to, like, I think it was taking us to Dayton and then kind of cutting across. And my son goes, 15-year-old son Cal said, oh, Dad, you know, it would really be fun if we could go to that. There's a place in Cincinnati that sells Lego. I don't know if you're familiar with it. I think it's called H&H brick company or something like that. They sell used Lego, and it's probably all used Lego or some old vintage Lego still in the box. And they'd been talking about for just like 2 weeks. I mean, not their whole lives. And I'm like, well, we're not going to go right now because we got to go here. And my wife's like, well, we should. And I'm like, we should have left Indianapolis and gone down 74 to Cincinnati, not up 70 and then across, you know. And she's saying, well, we should. Well, why don't we? You know, we don't get this opportunity very often. And I'm like, I will not be happy for the rest of the day if we have to go do this, because I'm not planning on doing this. He hasn't been talking about it for a long time. So anyway, we went there. And I just had a little trouble recovering. And so I warned them that I would not be happy. And I was stressed out. But the bad thing is, it only took us about another hour out of our way. And we still got everything set up. But I was bothered the whole time. And I kind of ruined that time. I tried not to totally ruin it for my son.
So if your plans get disrupted like that, that's a big no-no for you?
Well, not always. I'm kind of flexible in almost all of life, but when I'm traveling, yeah. You know, for a speaking event, my life is the speaking event. You know, I'm like, we didn't come here to go to a stinking Lego place. You know, we came to do this. This is how we make our living, you know? And so anyway, it was a neat store, but it was not in a good frame of mind.
Now you're going to hate Cincinnati forever.
No, I won't hate Cincinnati. But like as we were, you know, because we were on the main, whatever, I don't know, I guess it's Interstate 70, I-70, you know, it's 70. And then we're snaking through these small towns, stopping at every stop sign. I'm like, oh, yeah, this won't take much out of our time. You know, so was not a good moment.
Times.
Was not a good moment. I didn't even see a locust. So there you go.
We found a place for you. This will cheer you up. near Asheville, where we were in on our little trip, our little getaway. It was near Asheville, North Carolina. It's called Bear Lake.
I've been to Asheville.
Jen and Katie went out one day to go gem mining, which was like on Katie's bucket list, which I didn't even know she had a bucket list, but she informed us she did, and they did that. But on the way, they discovered the American House Cat Museum.
Ooh,
which
even though
isn't open,
cats don't sound too exciting to me, Ben.
It isn't even open yet, but they were like, oh my gosh, this is like the tackiest looking thing ever. We've got to go. So they were like both super excited about it. And they went up to it and found out it's not open yet. But I think they talked to the guy who owns the place or whatever. But there's like this giant metal cat structure out front, like this.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, are you? It's like made out of like old, you know, car parts and stuff or whatever, but I forget, it has a name, I think, but
they even have a petrified cat.
Yes, yes. So yeah. Jen and Katie were like, they were asking, okay, can we be like charter members? Is there like a lifelong membership we can get? So
yes,
I don't know
American
if there
museum
is.
Of the house cat in Asheville, romantic Asheville.
I thought you would appreciate that. You must stop there at some point with your
those kids. Are the kind of things that I really do love. But I mean, there's this, it shows this old guy, you know, pointing out these pictures of cat drawings on a wall. And like, well, that may not, I might need a little more than that. There are two rooms packed with 5,000 plus cat related curiosities. Oh. Including many rare and fascinating antiques. In fact, the bronze of the Finland goddess of Bastet dates back to 600 BC.
Just let it go, man. You're sitting down the rabbit hole now.
Huh? It looks awesome. Yes, it does. Yeah, it looks like a building with cats cut out of plywood painted and screwed to the walls.
Yeah.
So it looks like a classy joint.
So we will be going there, I'm sure, at some point in the future. Yeah.
Well, on your way there, you should stop at the Mothman Museum. I think that's down there, too. Somewhere in, like, Charleston, West Virginia. Mothman. You have to look that one up.
All right.
So anyway, I'm trying to think what else is going on here. Like I said yesterday, I was good. I got the RV out and pulled it out of the Family Man barn. And, you know, I told the kids, I said, hey, I want to plan a Walmart or two where we can spend the night somewhere in a local Walmart, one that I can check off my list.
How many are you up to?
Just to kind of test it. I think we're at 294 or five unique Walmart stays. You know, that we met at number 200.
Yeah.
And that was a while back. But they get harder as you go because, you know, lots of them since then, I'm like, oh, well, we stayed here before, you know, so I don't get to count it.
You're going to have to fly to Europe and like,
you're going
to
have, exactly. Yeah. Or they're building them. They build them pretty quickly. So
that's true.
And Walmart's not being as
nice about letting you stay.
Yeah. They're kind of limiting some of theirs. And
I bet you could stay at the one near my house.
Oh yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's, you know, a few crackheads who are sleeping there overnight. So they probably wouldn't mess with your RV.
That's probably, well, it's the Walmart. This the kind of the stinkers and all that. So anyway,
where can crackheads go to sleep? Come on, Walmart.
In Cincinnati. Put that on the sign too. So does it feel like things are kind of opening up? I mean, does it feel pretty?
Yes. I went
to Costco yesterday
without a mask.
Was it nice?
That was the first time in a year and a half.
Wow.
Without those masked Nazis getting on me. There were still a lot of people wearing masks in that Costco because they're just crazy.
Idiots. But they're idiots. I mean, I say that nicely. And if you like to wear a mask, that's okay, Dad.
I was just hoping somebody would get in my face about it because I'm like, really? Today it's not okay, but tomorrow it's going to be okay for me to not wear a mask? Because literally,
I know it.
Yesterday it wasn't, and today the mandate's lifted. So,
well, I mean, I heard like the governor of Michigan say something like, now it's okay for them to meet outdoors. But they were saying like the mask will be lifted. But they said, if you still want to wear a mask just so you feel safe, we're not going to judge. And I'm like, so that's why we wear them, to feel safe.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking she should have said, don't wear it because it's not doing anything for you. So stop it. I don't know. But it feels good to be back to normalish.
That was the other great thing about the wedding was that, none of us got COVID, although we did pass around a cold. We did have like a super spreader event for a cold. Yeah. Apparently all of our family got it except me. And it had gone through William's family like the week before the wedding. So that was fun.
I've had this lingering cough for 6 weeks now. I mean, and it's almost over now, but you can hear me occasionally kind of go, but I mean, I had 4 weeks of speaking again. I don't know where I was when your wedding. I think I was in Wyoming and someone gave me a cough drop called the Fisherman's Friend. And it was like putting a piece of wood in your mouth. It looked like a little wood chip, but man, you talk about potent. If you need a cough drop or a throat thing, the Fisherman's Friend is what you want. So
a little piece of wood that was soaked in vodka or something.
I don't know. It was something. It was potent. It was really, really potent. So, well, you know, I should have come with more to the table. I thought you were going to talk longer, Scott, about your wedding and all the feelings you were feeling. But I'm not surprised. I don't know why I'm shocked. Yeah, it was good.
The day after, I could have talked all day. And now it's like
it's gone.
Further away, it's like, oh, this is starting to feel somewhat normal, you know?
Yeah.
That's been surprising that it feels right that this is still, you know, good. And Abby's not calling us crying every day, which is good. Yeah. 'Cause if she did, I'd be like, talk to your husband.
That's good. Well, you know, and it is interesting because I met a mom this past week. I was in North Carolina and she came up and she was all teary eyed because her daughter is dating someone, you know, or maybe not even dating. I don't know, but who's, in her words, a creep, you know, and she was all concerned and all upset. And, you know, and I know there are maybe you're listening, Dad, and you found yourself in a similar situation. Here's the deal. I think sometimes, you know, when you're in a situation where there's someone maybe you're not really excited about, the more you complain, the harder that child clings to that person. You know, we think that we can do something to discourage them. You know, so I just think that if you got one of those situations going on, you know, maybe you trust your son or daughter that they see something that you've trained them to see, and that you, you know, again, if you're going to stop it early, you know, or discourage it early. But after a while, you really, your hands are tied. And, you know, I think we just love them and let them learn sometimes really the hard way, the painful way, so that they still love us. Because that's a hard situation, but not an uncommon situation.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, yeah. And hopefully you won't have to, but, yeah. You know.
Pray hard.
Yeah. So, anyway. Well, hey, before we go, I'm going to let you know that my kids and I have a new podcast. I'm like Podcast a Minute Todd. You know, I do one with my son, Ben, called The Smiling Homeschooler. Well, Scott, we just started one. Because my whole family and I, we are, you know, we're big Disney fans. And I know some people are like, Disney, they fund all this crummy stuff. And it is true. They are a part of crummy stuff. But everybody is. You know, in fact, somebody, I made a comment about on a Family Man Weekly a couple weeks ago. I said something about, oh, I was trying to find a Diet Coke. And some dad wrote and said, well, you know, Diet Coke's, or Coke's not a good family-friendly company. And I didn't write back, but I wanted to say there isn't a family. You can say Chick-fil-A, but you know what? They have Coke products. And it just keeps going and going and going. But one of the things that my kids and I, that I love about Disney is maybe because I have such great fond family memories of growing up watching The Wonderful World of Disney on Sunday nights, or the thing that it did for families. It's a place where families can gather together, and we have great family times talking about, you know, Winnie the Pooh movies and things like that, and old television shows, and Swiss Family Robinson. And so the four oldest boys and myself, we started The Wonderful World of Disney Plus. We've only got 6 episodes are out right now. But it's kind of fun, and we talk about old movies and kind of group things together, you know, like the best. What's the best? Or what's your favorite Disney World ride that's been turned into a movie? And so if you're a Disney fan and you want something, you don't have enough stuff to fill your life, you should check out, you can see it at Apple Podcasts or Spotify, The Wonderful World of Disney Plus. So anyway, but it's a lot of fun. But it's another cool thing that a dad gets to do with his kids. And so I like that.
I think Disney is kind of like America. Like, there's really nowhere else to go once we completely lose it. So
I know. And, you know, the truth is we're about to completely lose it, I think.
Yes.
It's a sad thing. And really, and I've been thinking about this, Scott. Maybe it'll be a podcast topic someday. You know, I chose Family Man because the title, because it just seemed like it's what I wanted to be. You know, I got it from actually an old guy that I used to have breakfast with every Tuesday, Marshall Griswold. I remember we would talk, we'd get together and we'd go to McDonald's, and he would talk about certain people that he knew, you know, who were maybe dead or old people. And he'd say, oh, they were a good company man, which meant, you know, they were devoted to their company and they worked hard. And occasionally he'd say, oh, they were a family man, you know, and which said they weren't really company people. They were. And I liked that. And I thought, that's what I want to be. You know, we used to be family men who had jobs. Now we became career climbers or company men. And so I really have emphasized family and Family Man, but I'm wondering if, and this is just a thought, Scott, maybe we even need to emphasize the man in Family Man, you know, that it's time for men to be men, in their work, in their relationships, and, you know, to stand up. maybe not just to make a bunch of noise, you know, because I don't, I'm not sure that's, you know, how do you square that with making your ambition to lead a quiet life? But maybe there's something about us just standing up and saying, hey, I'm going to do what's right no matter what, you know, or I'm not going to say it's right just because everybody else says it right. It's right because, you know, they're just, it's just weird. I mean, the whole world is just falling apart so quickly. And I just think we men need to dad up and do what we're supposed to do. So, well, hey, I'll close it with that. So thank you, Scott.
That could take another hour if we keep going on that. So
we probably could. And maybe that'd be a good conversation. Sure. Well, it is good being back. I know that I told Scott I couldn't meet last week, and he quoted What About Bob, which is not a Disney Plus movie. And I thought it was hilarious, Scott, because you said, Dr. Martin, Dr. Leo Martin.
I put that little gif up of Bob being like, Dr. Leo Marvin, like, where I need.
I can't
go 3 weeks without doing the family show.
Yeah. Well, and I'm thankful for all you guys, and I'm thankful for you, Scott, that this is a really important thing. Again, wherever I go, people say, oh, listen to your podcast, love your podcast. And I'm like, you do know what podcast I do, right? So, dads, have a great weekend. I hope you're enjoying the warmer weather. Maybe do something on your summer bucket list. Or if you don't have a summer bucket list, maybe just be intentional in doing something summerish. And do it because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.